Hello?
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, can I speak with John Macuso, please?
Yeah, you're speaking to him.
Okay. All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And what are the chances that you will vote on November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Would that be a certain to vote, proudly vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay. All right, sir. And just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
I'm in my 60s.
Okay. All right, sir. And what racial or ethnic group do you best describes you?
I reckon I'm white.
Excuse me?
White, I suppose.
Okay. All right, thank you. And please write me your level of motivation on, you know, for voting this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, okay, that you can use any number.
9.5.
Okay, I don't have half, so it'll be 9 or 10.
Let's do 9, then.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Okay. The first one will be Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman. Would you strongly approve?
Approve. Very strong.
Okay. All right. Sherrod Brown as Senator.
Approve.
Okay. Joe Biden as President.
Approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Okay, Donald Trump as former president.
Are you asking my approval, him?
Approve or disapprove?
The lowest rating you could possibly give.
I have somewhat disapproving, strongly disapprove of him.
Strongly disapproving.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. If you have not heard of, you know, the person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay? And the
all
first
right.
one would be First Energy.
They've always been okay for me.
Would that be very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, Democrats in Congress.
Oh, shit. What are my choices?
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, Derek Marin.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, never heard. All right, Republicans in Congress.
What about them?
Do you have a very favorable opinion of them? Somewhat favorable?
Exact opposite. Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Donald Trump.
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
I already said I like him.
Would that be very or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. And Marcy Kaptur.
I like her.
Very favorable?
Very.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. All right, sir. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Biden.
Okay. It would be Democrat Joe Biden. Okay. All right, sir, and if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrats Sherrod Brown, for whom
Sherrod
would you
Brown.
Vote? Okay, Sherrod Brown. All right, sir, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Oh, absolutely Marcy Kaptur.
Marcy Kaptur. Okay, sir, it'd be... Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Devin Merritt.
I have to say there's no chance.
No chance. Okay. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Capter, okay? Mercy Capter is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden. Voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America, and it is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Capter, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference if the statement makes you, like, you know, more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true? You can tell me that too.
It doesn't affect me one way or another.
So no difference, right? No difference. All right, sir. Now we almost are finished with this survey. I'm gonna read some statements to you. People have made about Republican Derek Merritt. Okay, after each statement, please indicate if it makes you less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. Okay, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. Okay, in the state of legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt would stand with those who voted, you know, to gut Social Security and Medicare, and would raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely to vote for them, or not true?
I would say much less likely.
Much less likely, okay. All right, Derek Merritt wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them, you know, punishable by death. Merritt's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely, or not true?
I find that one hard to believe it's even true.
So, okay.
Somebody would
so,
do that.
Not true?
I can't believe somebody would try to pass that kind of legislation.
Okay, so not true, right? Okay, nearly every Republican and Democrat in legislature voted to allow military spouses, you know, to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to, you know, accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. Would that make you much less, somewhat
much
less?
Much less.
Much less, okay. All right, sorry. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we needed in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely, or not true?
It really makes no difference. I mean,
no difference. Okay.
All
right,
like
sir.
That.
After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of that bill, bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. Would that make you much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Somewhat less.
somewhat less. Okay. And the last one said, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions for real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water. So he and his cronies could save money, some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat?
I would say much less.
Much less. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And based on what you just heard, okay, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for Marin?
Well, he sounds relatively on the darker side to me.
Okay, so based on what you heard, what would be the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin?
The first one you said, his anti-union, anti-Social Security type stance.
Okay. The first statement, right?
Yeah.
Okay, first statement that I read about him, be anti-union first. Okay. Okay. Being anti-union.
I think it said something about anti-social security and Medicare too.
And dealing with Medicare, right?
Yeah, and Social Security.
Okay. So security. All right. Okay, sir, and sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people change their minds. So let me ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Okay, and what would you say is a primary reason to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Again, what I said before.
Okay. All right. What? Okay. All right, sir. And the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose. Okay, we're pretty much done with this survey. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I had some college.
Some college, but no degree, or?
No, I don't actually have a degree.
Okay, just some college, right? Okay, and regardless of how have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And do you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I would say a strong Democrat.
Okay. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, so important, not too important, or not at all important?
I don't know. I would say somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Okay, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I'm not 100% sure. I think I did vote that. Yeah, I'm almost sure. Well, if I did vote that year, I'm pretty sure I did. It would have been for Biden.
Biden, okay. All right, sir, yeah. With this, this concludes the survey. I really thank you very much for your time and your participation, okay? You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.